It's
And we're live.
Yes, we are.
At least on that much, we're live.
Yeah.
Camera's right fucking there.
Okay.
All right, just got Facebook notifications.
All right.
Make sure. Yep. These and views went live.
Nice.
All right, so we're live.
Nice.
We're live, 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 live. Get in the comments. While we're waiting for the comments. Wait for everybody. We'll just do some other things real quick.
Yes, we will.
Because we didn't get done that. I was supposed to get done before we went live. Ha ha. Aha. Ha ha ha. Aha. If you're in the chat, say hello.
Yes.
You guys don't need me to close anymore.
That's true. I don't.
I'll wait for that to open up. Hey, there's Kelly.
Hi, Kelly.
I know, right? These are the double-feeded ones.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm getting rid of the mask now. Let's make sure I can hear you.
Okay. And I can hear myself.
Oh, whoa. I have to open that up. So, yeah, of course. So we had to make another curveball in a way. Another, we had to change it up. But yeah.
These are the double-feeded ones.
These are the double-feeded masks. Kind of nice.
Very nice.
And you can actually probably put a filter in here.
Yeah.
I like the deal that they do on TeePublic. I like the deal where if you buy four or more masks, I think it is, they donate money or donate a mask to
the medical field.
All right. So real quick, I'm going to back up a little bit.
All right. He's gonna back up a little bit.
God, this is not gonna work.
All right, let me
clean this freaking house.
Let me back up.
All right, yeah, back up. Show yours. You get the camera. There you go. So pretty much, I get the same thing on, but it's black. We got our merch finally.
Finally
showing off our own merch.
Yes.
Not that we don't mind pimping stuff.
What's up, peeps?
Dragon Buddy, how's it going? Yeah, kind of nice though to start picking our own merch.
Yep.
I think I just typed one of the few things in, so it'll be...
Oh, do you want to show off the tote bag too?
Oh, I was going to. You being brave, did you?
Well, you're doing something.
I'm doing something, so you're going to...
I'm going to go ahead and go get the tote.
All right, you go get the tote.
That tote's awesome.
Yeah, the tote is pretty freaking cool. So... this is the last Friday episode. Kim's going to have to work tomorrow. 8 hours overtime. So, more money. But, you know, one good thing is, never mind, she's here already.
No, go ahead. Continue.
No. Continue. Let's just talk about how you're going to work 8 hours overtime tomorrow.
Yeah, exactly.
Got called and got told you're doing that.
Yes, exactly.
Or you called.
Yeah.
And got told you're doing it.
Yep.
Hold on a minute. Let's get the screen up.
All right.
So that way you can see it.
This is the tote bag.
I think Kelly's wearing her shirt too. Hey, you got the handle in the way, dude.
Okay, sorry about that. Let's show this off one more time. There you go. That is the tote. Pretty good size, too.
Yeah. And yes, Dragon Buddy, it is Easter weekend. Kind of crept up on all of us.
Yeah, it did.
And, yep, just for Brady.
Exactly.
We gotta do that for Brady.
Exactly.
And Kelly likes a bag, yeah. So, like I was saying, Kim last night decided she wanted to throw a curveball at you guys. You gotta move over more. You're off the screen. There you go. So they want to see you.
I know.
Anyways, she was afraid that she watched a scary movie at night. Even though this one's not as gory as like A Nightmare on Elm Street or those types of movies. She was afraid that she was going to have nightmares.
Yeah.
Or night terrors or whatever.
Yeah.
Overtime, yeah, right. So, she wanted to throw a curveball. So we decided, since we started watching a new Mighty Ducks series last Friday,
yes,
on Disney Plus, that we'll be talking about episodes 1 and 2, because the second one just dropped today.
Yes, it did.
We'll do our best not to give too many spoilers.
No, we won't. We'll do our best.
We'll can't promise anything.
That's true. We can't.
But I don't think any of the other shows have touched on it. I know I didn't catch Monday with Dave and Jason, which I would have, but I don't remember what the hell we had going on. But something went on where I can't get on there.
Yeah.
And Wednesday, I know Don and Brady didn't touch on it.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah. Plus, we'll talk a little video game. Kim's got a new game that she's been playing that she likes.
Yes, I do.
From the Xbox Game Pass.
Yes, Xbox Game Pass.
We'll get into that, but let's get into the show. Let's get this show started first.
Sounds good to me.
Maybe we can show off records.
That's right.
Cool stuff. And my voice is still fucked.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah. You weren't supposed to be talking at all this week.
Yeah. That really went well.
Yeah, it did. It went real well.
Oh, I know what happened. Monday was watching the Bristol Dirt Race.
Yes, you were, because Bristol Dirt Race. Anyways,
we'll get into that.
Yes.
Well, Colby, welcome to the chat. On your little here, PlayStation is better. I got a little bit for you.
Game over, man. It's game over.
It's not better, bro. Sorry. And I'm somebody who's played PlayStation since PS1, so.
Yeah, that's true.
I like Xbox a hell of a lot better.
Yeah.
A lot better.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, so. Welcome to Using Abused. I'm Scott.
I'm Kim.
And this is episode 94. We're going to talk about the Mighty Ducks Game Changers.
Yes, we are.
But before we do, we got a few gifts, or not gifts, we got a few things in the mail this week.
Yes, we did.
One was technically 6 records.
Yes.
And 1 CD.
Yes.
Well, a record and a CD match the same thing.
Nice to finally meet you guys.
Whoa. Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Uh-huh. I agree.
Excellent.
So let's go ahead and grab. Let's start right there on the top. What do we got?
We have.
This will be fun.
Yeah. We've got.
Hold up. There you go. Duran Duran Arena album. Now, this album here is the greatest hits album by Duran Duran. It's got, what the hell is that?
It's got, Is There Something I Should Know?
Hungry Like a Wolf. Right. It's pretty much a lot. But the one thing about this album when it came out was it had a brand new track on it called Wild Boys. And it was a big hit at the time it came out. I know. And so. When I saw that we had this on, or had the opportunity to buy this.
Yeah, we jumped on it.
Wanted it really bad. And the nice part is a gatefold.
Yes, it is.
Which is crazy how much even single records were gatefolds back in the 80s. But yeah, I'm excited of having this. I do like Duran Duran.
I do too.
This has got a lot of my favorite songs on there. What's up next?
Is Lionel Richie's Dancing on the Ceiling.
Now, this album here is, I think, his third solo album after, oh my God, I forgot what band he was in. Anyways, his third solo album, his second one is the one that has Hello on it. This one has, obviously, the title track, Dancing on the Ceiling, and also has a song called Say You, Say Me on it.
Yes.
I've owned this one originally on cassette. I do have the CD. We found the CD a year ago or a couple of years ago now over
at Goodwill.
Goodwill. And then finally found the record.
Yeah, finally.
So, excited to have that.
Yeah, most unique thing about it is we got to actually see how the video was filmed for Dancing on the Ceiling.
Right. Well, okay. So let's sidebar there for a minute. So in the 80s, they did a behind the scenes on how they made the video. And what they did is they, you know, just use one of those tumblers where everything else is stapled and glued to the floor, and the room turned so it looked like he was dancing on the ceiling.
But you put it together, and for that day and age, it looked awesome.
Yeah, actually, still looks does pretty look good. Today, good,
yeah.
Which is kind of strange.
Yeah, because usually anything that was filmed in that day and age don't look that good.
No. Next.
Okay, now we have Madonna, Like a Virgin.
Now, this is Madonna's second album. Her first album was, I think, just entitled Madonna. This is the first album I actually owned by Madonna on cassette tape. This one's got songs like Material Girl, Like a Virgin. Well, I don't know, a couple of, okay.
And this album's unique. So this
very is, unique.
That's here's the I, front of it.
There's the front.
Then
now,
you flip it over. You
flip it to get it right side up. Otherwise, if you're looking at it this way and you just turn it like this, she's upside down. So it's kind of unique. So the front cover is like this, and then you flip it over to get the back cover. Kind of crazy.
Very.
There's another song here really like.
Oh, nice classic. One of my favorites. It's like Tiffany's in here.
Hi, Tiff. How you doing? So, yes. And I do remember owning the cassette on this. I think I still have the cassette back
there. I think you do.
All right, next one. This is kind of a nice set here. Or nice pickup we got.
Yes.
Because we got a bunch of them in a row.
And this is Madonna's.
True Blue,
yes.
Papa Don't Preach. True Blue.
Fuck,
I don't know. There's a bunch of shit on there. It's another great fucking album. Yeah,
very great. And that one's unique too.
Now see, these ones are all singles.
Yeah.
Maybe it's unique. What? Well, actually, no. Because see, this is actually how the album cover goes.
Okay.
It goes like that. And then it flips normal.
Yeah.
But yeah. Open Your Heart. That's another good one. Live to Tell. That was the other one.
Yeah, Live to Tell.
And then La Isla Bonita is on here. Very, very great album.
Yeah.
Next. Oh, lucky. Hannah Banana's in the chat. Both the kids are in the chat.
Nice. This is also another one, but this one I think is a motion picture soundtrack by Madonna.
Yes, this is. This is Who's That Girl? Which starred Madonna and shit, Griffin. What the hell was his last name?
Yeah.
His last name's Griffin. No, Griffin Dunn.
Yeah.
But yeah, that is the soundtrack.
Yep. So. This one is the next one we got.
Okay, so this one here.
This is the record.
It's another LP. I've been looking for this one for a long time. A guy that lived across the street from me had this on cassette. Long mini cassette. Let me listen to it. I really enjoyed listening to it. Finally, I've never been able to find the CD of it. And then can't believe I found the LP. And as you see here, it does say.
Imported.
Import. And this is a band, rock band Helix. They're best known for a song called Rock You. But this, my favorite song on this album is right there. Kiss It Goodbye. But this album actually came from Canada.
Yeah. And this is the same CD. Band, but only CD form.
Yep. I'm a CD for it. So we got them all, which is kind of really cool.
Yeah.
So how's everybody doing on this grand April 2nd, Friday? Kim's last Friday off.
Yes, my last Friday off.
So starting, let's go into that real quick. Okay, starting Tuesday, we will be going live again.
Yes, we will be going live on Tuesdays now because I now have to work on Fridays. Suck, but hey, it works. It's a job.
I've not heard anyone talk about Helix in a long time. Exactly, Dragon Buddy. Most people don't even know who Helix is. It was just great. I'm going to sidebar back to that album. I looked at the release date on that, and it came out in 1987, which I feel is ironic because it's the same year Motley Crue released their Go Go's Girls album.
Yeah, it was.
87 was, and then you had Whitesnake come out with the Whitesnake album, which has Here I Go Again.
Oh, yeah.
And a bunch of other good songs on it. So 87 was a really good year
for albums. For
the hard rock genre of the 80s.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Tuesday,
Yes.
We will be going live.
Yes, we will be going live again on Tuesday.
Which, and we're going to do what? We decide on 5 p.m.?
5 p.m., yes. We'll be going live 5 p.m. Eastern time.
We're going to match up with the Gen X point of view.
Yes.
They go 5 p.m. on Tuesdays, so we'll do 5 p.m.
No, Gen X is on Mondays.
On Mondays, I mean. So it will go Gen X point of view Monday.
Poison debuted that year, too.
Poison, actually, Poison's first album, Look What the Cat Dragged In, came out in 1986. The only reason why I remember that is because I saw the video for Cry Tough. Uh-huh. At a friend's house who had MTV. My mom, my parents went to Winnemucca that one on one day. My mom asked, is there anything you want? I said, yes. Look for Poison, Look What the Cat Dragged In on cassette for me. She brings home the cassette tape. Looks at it again and hands it to me and says, those are all girls. I'm like, no, mom, they're guys.
They're glammed
up. She grabbed it again and looked and went, you're kidding, right? I'm like, no, they're guys. Yeah. They were totally fucking glammed out on that
album. Yeah, they were glammed out.
Holy shit.
Anyway, so hey, back.
Isaac.
Hi, Isaac. Anyway.
Kelly, it is hard not to be off by stuff. And the reason why I don't get everything right. There's a certain ones I do remember what year they did come out.
Yeah, that's true. But
it doesn't matter.
And even quizzing me, I don't know what albums came out when at that time.
So. No, you don't. So anyway, so next Tuesday, we will be live. About 5 p.m. Eastern time. So it'll be, what, 2 Pacific?
2 Pacific.
And we are going to do the movie Trick or Treat.
We are.
Kim will have to watch it. And I don't care if it's in the afternoon, morning, or midnight. She's going to watch it.
Yes, I will watch it.
She has to watch it because...
I will watch it. We've already watched it.
Our fans are...
Well, we're waiting.
Yes, I know they're waiting for Trick or Treat.
So, anyways, how's your week been, Kim?
Oh, it was fine up until today.
Yeah, when she found out she's got to work.
I found out I have to work tomorrow.
Oh, hey, Mikey. Oh, Kelly. Hey, Mikey. Oh, cool. So we got Colby, Mikey, and Anna.
Yes, we do.
Now we just need, and we got Kelly and Chris. We also got
Isaac.
We also got Tiffany. But we got almost a full house tonight.
Yes, we do.
Wow, this is crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, my week was, honestly, it was pretty good up until today when I tried to talk to...
No. Hold it. You want to know how Kim's week went? This is how Kim feels today after calling her bosses.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed... Stiff-legged,
body-lipped,
worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
That's how her day was.
Yeah, that's how my day was today, and that's how I feel right now.
Actually, it was in the afternoon.
Yeah.
The morning went really good.
Yeah, it did. It went real well.
We went out and about shopping. Most everywhere we saw still wearing masks.
Yes.
There are a few people who
aren't
have decided not to. Got me on governor to get rid of the mask mandate.
Yeah.
Our city pretty much says the same thing. Our county hasn't.
Yeah. So, but there are still some businesses down here that do require it. Require you to wear it.
My week, obviously, with the record showing up, yeah, it was a great week.
What? What Dragon Bunny said?
That was me right before you guys came on. Did Kel send you the audio?
And then Tiffany, that's been my whole week.
Exactly. It's great when we can have a little laugh at our weeks.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, my week's gone pretty good. Besides playing games, and I haven't really done any COD, but we've been playing Call of the Sea on Xbox.
Oh, I love Call of the Sea.
So let's talk about it. We don't have like cool like little songs that little
things
to play before each
segment. No, we don't
have segments.
No. So Call of the Sea is like he said is an is an Xbox X game.
No. It's an Xbox game.
It's an Xbox game, but I play it on the X.
It's been optimized for the X slash S.
Yeah. So the main reason why I like it is I am really, really enjoy puzzle games. This is a puzzle game. You have to solve certain puzzles to get answers to this adventure. And since I enjoy doing puzzles, it's something that's really fun for me to do because it keeps my brain thinking all the time. I mean, you really have to think on some of these puzzles.
Yeah, I've actually had to call off the fire department 4 or 5 times this week. Let them know it's just her brain burning.
Yeah, exactly. That's how much of a thinking process this game is. But it is really fun.
Yeah, it really is. We haven't, like I said, I haven't done any COD this week.
No, we haven't. Which we got to, so I can get better on it.
Well, you know, Mikey and her off. And so I'm sure there'll be some invites coming to play COD.
Oh, I'm sure.
I can see it now. I can already figure that one coming out.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, like I said, I watched Durstle. Pretty much it should have been Durstle.
I know.
Bristol Dirt Race on Monday. And I was worried about it because they decided to run. Well, Sunday got rained out. And then they decided to run the no heat races and 39 cars, 250 laps on dirt. I thought, oh, this is going to be a shit show. But unfortunately, it was actually a really good show. It was a good race. They had a few moments where they had to keep everybody under control a little bit. And eventually they do like most dirt tracks do. And that is, go single file restarts the rest of the event. Yes. You start getting too many cautions, you have to go single file restarts.
You do.
And then, of course, they lost the track where it got really dusty at one point. But then again, it is a dirt track.
So if you're going to go to a race on a dirt track, expect dust.
Yeah, expect to get dirty.
And Kel said, like Resident Evil without the four.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. And then Anna says, we have to call it LOL.
Well, I knew, going with the COD stuff, you know, honestly, you know, we were talking about our weeks, you know, and how you guys' week were going, but, you know, the one thing about waiting to COD for me is always waiting to... What? You gonna have all these?
Some of them are quite funny sounds.
Well, it's just the death of Pac-Man.
I know.
It's when you get killed in Pac-Man.
I know it is.
You sure?
I do.
You
know? That's why I'm laughing.
Okay.
Because I used to play that game. And so, yes, I used to always get killed by the ghosts.
I did higher levels.
Well, we won't even talk about levels I got killed at.
2?
Almost. I passed 1 and almost, man, I think I passed 2, and then by 3 I got killed. So I found a soundboard.
Yep. Yeah, no, we got a mixer. As far as soundboard goes, it's on a pad.
iPad.
If I'm not sure if Brimley's watching, she's like, ooh, Pop's got a pad.
Anyway, so yeah.
And then Kel says, I actually played COD for an hour last week, first time since September. It's aggravating.
My shoulder, though.
Oh, it's aggravating her shoulder. Oh, damn. Yeah. That's true.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord Almighty.
Anyway, any more on your week?
My week's my week.
Your week's your week, huh?
Yeah, I know. But besides, we still need to. I really want to have Kel become our social media.
Yeah, I know.
I see what she's doing with Gen X point of view. I'm like, good God.
LOL, I'm old.
Not as old as me. We went over this on Wednesday. I'm the oldest out of the whole pod family. I am.
Okay.
I got everybody beat.
Okay.
What year were you born?
I was born in 74.
All right.
That doesn't say anything.
That's the only problem about delay. I don't know.
Yeah.
When you got a delay and then it pops up, you actually think of this.
Looks like I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
You know that's from, right?
I don't remember.
It's like an airplane.
Oh, that's right.
Some of the guys up there fucking up in the control tower. Pick the wrong week, quit smoking. Yeah, pick the wrong week, quit drinking.
Yeah.
Pick the wrong week, quit amphetamines.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Exactly. So, we got anything else besides we're doing trick or treat, but.
Oh, Kel was born in 77.
77, so see. So.
How your week went, LOL.
Oh, how my week went. Yeah, well. How'd your week go, Hannah? Driving them big old haul trucks. They just came off nights.
Yeah, they did.
They got to wake up with this in the morning, or actually, no, in the morning. When the morning come around, they just deal with a freaking crow rooster.
Yep, they do.
I'm waiting for Hannah to go, that goddamn chicken. I drove her crazy up there with all that shit.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Yeah, trick or treat will be next.
Huh? Oh, God. I was like, no, it's fucking Easter.
No, no, no. No, the movie Trick or Treat.
Which came out in 1986.
Yes, it did.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Came out in 86. Oh. So. Actually, I was.
Isn't it a tiny haul truck? Okay. You just stay awake and you and your damn chicken.
There's that COVID.
Exactly. Exactly.
So
yes, me and my damn chickens. John Roland. Still think Brinley needs a chicken. Hey, they have a patio.
I know they do.
I mean, you can fucking put some fucking shit down and build a little coop and they put it right there.
Oh yeah? I mean, but it depends on if they're allowed to have animals where they live.
Oh, people got dogs and cats, so what the fuck? Okay. Tell them it's a fucking CNI fucking chicken.
Well, why not? Why not?
Why not, huh?
I mean, there's other, people use other animals for that.
Well, we got to get into some of our stuff before we get going. How about yes. we give some thank yous?
All right.
Because we're, like 20 fucking minutes into the show. We didn't give our thank yous. First of all, before we thank yous, let's give a shout out to the Gen X Point of View.
Yes.
Catch him on Wednesdays on YouTube. Also, you can look him up on any of your podcast apps and directories. Of course, there's us. We won't worry about us. There's the Escape Pod. They're live Wednesday nights.
Yes.
They also do Star Wars and a bunch of other movies and stuff.
And games, too. Games, yes. Yep. They've done games, movies.
And they're also on YouTube and then also podcast apps and directories.
Yep.
You got Layman's Terms, our buddy Keith Layman. He does a show on Facebook.
Yep.
And just search out Layman's, LAYMAN, apostrophe S, Terms. He does, some Magic Gathering stuff. And then, of course, I think he's talked a little wrestling and music, too.
All right. And so, there's Big Sweet and all his channels.
Big Sweet and his 47 channels.
Yeah.
At least one thing, though, with Big Sweet. Actually, it should be 55 channels. Because you think that song by Bruce Springsteen, 55 channels and nothing's on.
Yeah.
At least Sweet's got something on.
Exactly. Exactly.
But, yeah. But let's go ahead and give a really big thanks to our patrons.
Luna Girl and Dragon Buddy.
Don Solsky.
And Brady Big Lovin.
Again, thank you guys for your support. It does go back into the show. We're able to get a mixer or, just little things that are in there. It also helps keep pays for our website and also the StreamYard, so we can use StreamYard.
Yep.
If you like to join our Patreon, you go to patreon.com, search in the Creative Bar, Used and Abused Pod. I mean, you can do it either or, spell it out, or the little funky hand symbol.
Yep. And then, as always, don't forget to smash that like button. And if you are new to the channel, click subscribe.
If I smash like button, then can break the screen.
That's true. Then click the bell to be notified when we go live and upload new videos.
You can find Used and Abused on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. I still haven't fixed that.
I know you haven't. And our email is usedandabusedpod@gmail.com.
Our website is usedabusedpod.com.
And that gives you our link to our Patreon and also to
our
merchandise.
Which you go to tpublic.com, search for Used Abused Pod all together for our merch store. You can find our merch store link also on our social media and website. And of course, you got t-shirts.
Yes.
We did the masks earlier.
Here's the tote bag.
Kim wanted the tote bag.
Hey, yes.
So you can get one with our faces on it. And then there's face masks.
And then here's the double pleated face mask.
Which.
Yeah, you can go like that.
And then you could put a filter in here.
Yes, you could.
And if you buy four face masks,
TeePublic
will donate regular medical mask to a medical
work
to offer.
Yes.
Or maybe masks. I don't remember. I have to look at it. Anyway, so that's all of our stuff. And so, again, we are on episode 94.
Yes, we are.
Game changers.
And again, that is because I do not handle horror movies.
She says she doesn't.
Or thriller movies at night.
I'm gonna break her. Honestly, she'd break you with fucking Paranormal Activity.
No!
Why?
I've seen the previews to that, and oh my gosh, no!
Everything else be fucking cakewalked in.
No!
I mean, no.
I said no.
Oh. Why?
Because that is just one freaky movie.
So? Can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Wait, Hannah saw him? Can't be that bad.
No. No.
Wow.
No, not at all.
Well, I don't know if y'all can hear it, but there goes the sign-in rings again. Obviously, we need...
This town needs an enema.
I know you did.
I love Jack as Joker.
I know.
What Hannah just say?
This is not too bad.
But yeah, you watch one, you gotta watch one. Said watch what?
What?
Insidious.
Okay. Well, no. Right.
Well, you ready to get into Game Changers?
Yes, let's get into Game Changers.
What is Game Changers?
Game Changers is actually...
Kelly likes the soundboard.
Oh, nice. Game Changers is a show that they've got going on Disney Plus.
Yeah, man.
And we'll give you a little bit more information here. It says the Mighty Ducks Game Changers in an American sports...
American?
I'm sorry.
Hold it. Where the hell is it? Oh, never mind. Go ahead.
The Mighty Ducks Game Changer is an American sports comedy drama streaming television series based on the 1992 film written by Stephen
Brill.
Created by Brill, Josh Goldsmith, and Kathy Yuspa for Disney Plus. The series serves as a follow-up to the film and will be produced by ABC Signature and Brillstein Entertainment, with Brill serving as head writer and Goldsmith and Yuspa serving as showrunners.
Lauren Graham, If you watched Gilmore Girls, he played the mom in that. Brady Noon, I don't know who that guy is. And Emilio Estevez, obviously he's from the original Mighty Ducks shows,
yes,
or movies, will star in the series. As this says, as of January 2018, ABC began developing a series based on the franchise, the Mighty Ducks, with Brill set to write the series. The series was announced to be released on Disney Plus in November 2018. Filming for the series was not scheduled to begin in, was scheduled to begin in February 2020 and end in June 2020. In August 2020, it was announced that the film could officially, that filming could officially begin after Disney TV Studios made a deal with British Columbia unions about testing the cast and crew members for the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic.
The Mighty Ducks Game Changers premiered on Disney Plus on March 26, 2021. Mm-hmm. So, basically what this is...
Before you get too freaking basically into anything. Anyways, go ahead.
Basically what this is the Mighty Ducks has now become a powerhouse in the hockey, in their hockey division.
Yeah.
And if you're not good enough, you get cut. Which, if you've seen the original movies, kind of goes back to what the Hawks were in the original movie, because they were the powerhouse, arrogant.
Right.
And the Mighty Ducks has now become arrogant.
So pretty much in episode one, we meet Lord, of course we didn't write all this shit down, we should have, but Laura Graham's character, Alex Morrow, she's Evan's mother. She is at Ducks practice and her son gets cut from the team.
Yes.
Because he's not good enough.
That's right. He's not fast enough, not good enough.
And pretty much what we find out is the Ducks are now actually, like Kim was saying, are the Hawks. But they got, the parents have got personal trainers for their kids.
Yeah.
Personal coaches.
Yeah.
The Hawks on steroids.
Exactly. The Hawks on, you are correct. The Hawks on steroids. Though I did find something unique about the first one. Some of those teams do go back to the original teams that were in the movies.
Right. Oh, yeah. I mean, they named, yeah, I mean, they named most of them.
Yeah.
From the original, you know, the Hawks were there.
Yeah. The Hawks, the Cardinals, the Bears, the Ducks. I can't remember all what they are, but most of the Cardinals, yeah. Most of them, if you watch the original movie, were actual teams in the original movie.
So pretty much Evan's mom, Alex,
is going to coach.
Hold on. You're going. In episode one, she pretty much, and I'm sorry for anybody. If you haven't seen it, well, guess what? This is the spoilers. Mm-hmm. So if you're not watching on Disney Plus, don't worry about it. But she pretty much goes on a tirade.
She does.
And, you know, because of the day and age we're in, she gets filmed on her camera phone, or on somebody's camera phone, and goes viral.
Yes, it does.
Which then embarrasses the fuck out of her son.
Yes, it does.
So he's pretty much a laughing stock of the school.
Yes, he is.
And the kids are boy, they chat, don't bother.
Yeah.
To him, because that's what one thing she says or something. Anyway, so she decides, yes, that she's going to create a team.
Yes.
And so she finds out she needs a home rink.
Yes.
Obviously, you need a team name. And you got to have a team.
You do.
So Evan goes around school, pretty much finds all these people, and gets a bunch of people together to make it a team.
Yes. And their home rink is the Ice Palace, which the manager of the Ice Palace is Gordon Bombay.
Who wants nothing to do with hockey, kids or hockey. So after the first episode, I looked at Kim and I'm like, eh. You know, it's falling down the same. I mean, obviously, the Ducks are now the Hawks. The new team is going to be the Ducks of old.
Yeah.
You know, pretty much it's just flipping
the
script.
Yep.
So I'm not that thrilled about it.
I'm not
after after episode one.
Yeah, after episode one, I wasn't either.
So we watched episode two today.
Yes, we did.
And unfortunately, you know, like sometimes you got really good things here to tell you about all the damn episodes.
Yes.
They're not doing it on this.
I noticed that.
Which kind of sucks.
Yeah.
But today's episode is called Dusters.
Yes.
And ducks held practice. And then they
ended up getting.
Well, Lauren's being the coach.
Yes.
Now, the funny part is every time they hold practice or whatnot, the kids will go running into, or Evan will run in and talk to Coach Bombay, who tells him to quit calling him coach.
Uh-huh.
And then the mom runs in.
Does the same thing.
Right. And Prima's trying to get him to
come back to hockey and help her coach these kids.
Right. And also asks whether or not they have equipment, which he says he set up a blaze in a dumpster fire.
Yes. So at this point, she's at the rink. And he comes out in his...
Wait. Because they finally have a decent... They go and finally hit the ice on a practice.
Yes.
Because her first practice was handing the truth puck around.
Yes.
And you're supposed to say something about yourself that everyone already knows. And then one thing inside that nobody knows. Okay. It's supposed to help, like, build... She was trying to build team. By the way, she's also freaking works in the lawyer's office.
Yes, she does.
Not quite a lawyer. She's a paralegal.
Yes. Or a legal assistant.
Okay, legal assistant, paralegal.
It's still the same thing, anyway.
It's supposed to be, isn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Understood. Okay, understood.
So they get done with this practice, and Evan is losing his shit.
Yes.
I mean, he's wanting to hit the ice to start practicing. You know, obviously, he came from the Ducks.
Well, yeah.
He came from the Duck mentality. You know, kind of like old Cake Eater did, Adam Banks in the original.
In the original, yes.
But a little bit different because Evan's taking over, you know. So the next practice, they hit the ice. And she brings out beach balls. For them to hit around.
Yes. So they're hitting beach balls. And Evan's not very happy about it. They don't have very much equipment or skates on there.
Right.
And so you see, so yeah. So then Evan says we need to hit the, I can't remember the, anyway.
And he's trying to get her to bring up the puck.
Yeah.
To use a puck. So she finally brings out a puck and then tells her, be careful, this will kill or something like
this. This is
like,
a kill or fuck this or kill
some shit. I'm like, oh my God.
So then
they make him afraid.
Yeah.
Because most of these kids never play hockey.
Yeah. So then she puts the puck down, and the next thing you see is ends of sticks flying.
No. That was before.
Oh, anyway, the sticks are flying. The equipment's breaking.
The equipment's breaking. Right. It's a nightmare.
Yeah.
But so she goes to Bombay. That's when she asks about the equipment. He's already set it on fire. So she's sitting there that night because Evan pretty much went off.
Yeah. Honor.
You know, said you're not, I mean, quite didn't say you're not a coach, pretty much.
Yeah.
What he meant.
Yeah.
So Evan turns around. You know, I mean, the whole team leaves. She's sitting in the ice rink up on the stands by herself. No one's on the ice. Here comes Bombay. Skates on.
Hockey gloves on.
Stick and a puck.
Yes.
And just starts skating around the rink.
Yeah. Hitting the puck.
And then she says something and he's like, wants to know what she's doing there.
Yeah.
And pretty much she's like, she's trying to get him to come back and coach. He still don't want to do it.
No, he don't.
I don't want you to think I'm nice. What's that?
But
and then she says, I won't think you're nice.
And then he says, the ducks have a lost and found, or the duck complex has a lost and found.
If you need equipment, the duck complex has a lost and found. It's pretty much go take what they've got. In the loss of mount.
Exactly.
So they devise this fucking Mission Impossible style fucking deal to get inside. Evan runs in to get the loss of mount door unlocked.
Uh-huh.
Which he ends up buying one of his lucky 60.
Yeah.
But 2 years before, he said.
Yeah, 2 years before.
And, sorry. My boy,
and
my
so he finds it, and his mom says, "Oh, we always wondered what that was about."
Right, but before she got in there, so he gets that opened up. Then the kid with the flowing hair that can't skate, that kid cannot. I mean, that kid's got to use a stick to stand up on the ice.
Yeah, so he can't skate. Goes in and distracts the receptionist at the desk.
Which, if you think about it, is kind of wrong because, you know, she's probably what, mid-30s, late 40s?
Yeah.
Or early 40s?
Yeah.
And she's being courted by a 12-year-old?
Yeah.
And she's in a way, kind of flirty with it?
Yeah. So he goes in and says, "I'm new in town. What can I do?" And so she says, she starts talking after he starts flirting with her, and so
he moves around where she's looking this way, not towards the door of the lost and found. And the team comes in, and she's like, "Well, let me give you a pamphlet." As he's turning around, "Oh, why don't you tell me about it?"
Mm-hmm.
And so the rest of the team goes in, they start taking all this stuff,
uh-huh.
And yeah, they pretty much get their gear.
They do
go to their first game. Alex, Evan's mom, says she doesn't do pep talks.
Yeah.
But she does got jerseys for them called, or with their what, yellow.
They're orange.
Orange
that says no bother. The team
don't bother.
Don't bothers on it.
And they go to play their first game.
And they get beat. Severely beat.
Right. I mean, they, at one point, he saw the score was 9-0.
Yeah.
And they're getting slammed to the ground. I mean, it reminds you of the Mighty Ducks. Ducks when they first started.
Dakota's in here.
Howdy, hello, Dakota. How you doing? But so they get beat and literally go into the locker room. She tries to come in and be all upbeat about it. And
Evan's
like, "We just got our ass kicked."
Yeah, Evan's not having it. He says, "We got to get better." So then
he goes out on the ice.
Ice, and then
starts skating.
Start skating. And then here comes
slowly but surely, here comes the rest. Each team member.
So they're in a team member. So they're in a line, and he's teaching them how to do the crossover skate for the hockey team. Yeah. How to cross over with the skates. And then you see in the background, you see Bombay taking a look out the window of his office looking at him.
And then that's where it goes to credits.
Yep.
So again, after episode 2, actually, let me touch on one other thing. Before their first game, she takes him out for pizza.
And gives
them all the trophies.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Does a pre-award ceremony.
Right. And Evan's like, "No, well, we do this at the end of the season." Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
So what's your thoughts on after episode 2? Episode 1, you were kind of, but we said we'd give it the full season.
Yes, I'm still going to give it the full season. And I'm not going to say I'm not going to, but my God, it's just starting out really slow. Of course, if you look at the movies, they start out really slow too.
Well, I really don't think it started out slow. I think the problem is we've seen this song and dance. The only difference is instead of Bombay already coaching the team,
yeah,
where he doesn't want to coach the team,
yeah,
we've got, you know, he got forced to do it.
Yeah,
in the movie,
yeah, he did because he got in trouble for a drunk driving incident. Right.
We got this mom who is trying to do everything for her son and
not succeeding very well.
What was the one line she said? "I guess I need to learn how," after the first game, "I guess I need to learn how to coach hockey."
Yeah.
I mean, duh.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like I said, I'm going to watch it for the full season. I'm going to give it a chance. It's just right now, I don't like it right now. But I'm not going to stop watching it either.
You don't like it?
Well, I don't.
Or it does not grab you?
It's not grabbing me right now.
The problem I think I have, and this is the main problem I have about all this, is you look at what Disney has done already. Yeah.
I mean,
if you go to The Mandalorian,
yeah,
and obviously it's written by John Favreau, but if you look at what they did with The Mandalorian,
yeah.
And then you look at this one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And then not only that, it's, you know.
Actually, it's more like this.
Bogus.
You know, I mean, I understand where they're going, but if it was going to be a follow-up to the Ducks, you know, like they said, then why in the world would they take and try and do an in-between thing when by this time the Ducks are number one? You know, I mean.
Yeah, but they were number one in the movies too.
Yeah, that's not, well.
I mean, not the first movie, but.
By the end of the first movie, they had won their first championship, yes. But the thing is you take this team through, and if you look at the progression through the three or four movies or however many they made, I mean, you can see their progression. Yes, they progressed to the top, except for in one of them, they're actually at Seton High, and Bombay isn't even their coach at Seton High, you know.
Okay, well, yeah, you're talking about, yeah. What movie was that one?
I think it was D3.
I didn't see D3.
Yeah, because D2 was the Junior Olympics.
I watched D2, Ducks 2, and that was it.
Yeah, D3 is
D3.
Yeah, D3 is where they're at Seton High.
I lost interest by D3.
Yeah, they're at Seton High competing at an uppy-up school, trying to get Seton High to accept them as the Ducks. Seton High is not going to accept them as the Ducks. And so it comes down to what it always comes down to, a face-off between the Ducks and the top team, and the Ducks end up winning.
Right.
Well, to me, that's what this is building up to, is the same plot line.
Well, what?
But, you know, it's fine.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe they get in their first season. And maybe they go to that championship game, maybe they lose.
Yeah, that's true. They could do that. But right now, I just see it progressing along the same line as the Ducks. Because if the Don't Bothers get to where they're really good by the end of the series, then they're going to dethrone the Ducks, like the Ducks dethrone the Hawks, like the Ducks dethrone Seton Hall, like, you know, the only one that they, and like the Ducks dethrone all their opponents in D2 when they went for the Junior Olympics.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's just, to me, it's a repeat plot line.
Well, okay. So was freaking Force Awakens.
That's what I was just going to bring up. That's what I was just going to bring up.
Force Awakens was really fucking good.
Yes. And so that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to just up and not watch this. I'm going to give it a chance.
Oh, yeah.
I mean you can't judge it just by the first two episodes.
No, I mean, we're giving it a full season shot. Yeah. You know, I mean, obviously we got a lot of extra stuff we got to watch because, you know, I want to get into the freaking Marvel stuff.
Now that I've got to rewatch again. I've watched most of that, but I've got to rewatch it again.
So let's sidebar there real quick. So I'm up there with the kids, right?
Yes.
I'm getting my grandchildren all fucking confused now. Jesus fucking Christ.
Okay.
So, no more. No okay. more kids.
So.
No more grandkids. Fuck.
Okay. So
I'm happy.
Okay. So
there. Case was just born. Fuck me.
Thank you.
Damn. Jesus Christ. Anyways. When I was up there and Mikey watched Captain Marvel.
Captain Marvel, yes.
I'm like, oh, this is, you know, fucking cool. And then we went right into Endgame.
Yes.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I knew I was fucked then, you know, because like, I don't know what the hell's going on. It was cool.
Yeah.
It looked cool. But yeah.
Yeah. They're good movies.
Again, it is a TV show. I mean, you got to look at it as, we got to look at it also as it's towards kids.
That's true. It is.
It's really not towards our generation. Our generation, or even Dakota, or Hannah, or even their generation.
Yeah, it's,
even though they're the generation that grew up with Ducks.
Yeah,
you know, even I mean, because Kelly, Gen Xers, and our kids grew up with the Ducks.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I mean, Christ, friggin' Disney makes a goddamn movie, then buys a goddamn NHL franchise, and calls it
the Mighty Ducks,
right, for a reason.
Yeah.
No shit. You think so, Coda? Just wait. One day you'll be here. One of these days you will be here.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not going to not watch it. I'm going to give it a chance. I mean, I usually give movies a chance. I usually give series a chance. Yes, my hair is getting in the way.
But
anyway. So
for that hair day.
I know.
Other than that, I mean, we're, like I said, we're going to watch the first season.
Yes, we are.
Obviously, I can't wait until Mandalorian comes back on.
Yeah. No, I know I'm.
So, I really wanted to just make Kim pop. I really do. That big laugh. That really big, big, big laugh. Just one of those laughs where it's just like, yep, I got her on that. I really just got her. And I just got to hit it.
Wait, your biggest dick is here of this.
You thought I was going to do a Jeff Dunham one, didn't you?
Sure.
I bet Hannah's going to tell Mikey, watch this. My dad's going to have some Jeff Dunham comment now. For those of you not seeing it, watch Monty Python's Life of Brian. That's where that comes in. It is fucking. Oh, good Lord. Anyways, so that's our short version of two episodes of the first two episodes. Second one just came out today. So yes. I do apologize. For you YouTube people, I apologize for the spoilers. The audio guys, you're a month out before you hear it.
Yeah. Yep, you are.
Because they just got the Ask Us Anything episode.
Yes. So our audio listeners are a month behind.
They are now.
Yeah. So we'll catch you up. So you'll be getting this episode in a month.
Yeah, they'll get this episode in a month.
They'll get our audio listeners will get this episode in a month.
Right.
But our YouTube spit it out, my God. For our YouTube viewers, they're getting it today.
You sure about that?
Yes.
You're positive.
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
How sure are you?
I'm sure, and don't call me Shirley.
Shirley, you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Anyways. Oh, God. Chris is going on. Right on. Oh, that was okay. Fucking last night was it last night? No, it was the other night. Night before. I was playing Skyrim.
Yes.
And I walked up to this guy and started talking to him. He had this big fucking nose. All I got to think of is that part from Mighty Python. Hey, big nose.
Yeah, you said that. Yeah. Hey, big nose.
Shut up, big nose. Yeah. She'll do that to you all the time. Anyway, so we are not coming back.
No, we'll be back Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
Yep, Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Eastern.
2 p.m. Pacific. Sorry, Coda.
So
he's like, Bonnie, I catch you guys. Motherfuckers.
So that is because my schedule has changed.
Changed.
Yep. Now, if it changes again, we'll keep you updated.
God, let's hope it don't change.
I hope not. At least not for a while.
Either that or get them to bring you in at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I wish.
That way,
but I'll get this. They need coverage on the phones.
Yeah, I know. You're always on the phones.
Yeah, and that's.
Hey, you know what you always just tell your boss?
What are you looking at, butthead?
Oh, yeah. Right.
Well, I mean.
Yeah.
But, anyways, other than that, you got it. So, trick or treat Tuesday.
Yes, trick or treat Tuesday we'll be talking about. Now, there's a soundtrack to it.
Oh, yeah.
So sorry.
I just got Helix stuck in my head.
That's fine. There's a soundtrack with it. Are we going to do the soundtrack as well, or are we just going to do the movie? We're going to
talk about soundtrack, of course. It's okay. Soundtrack.
All right, so we'll do the movie and the soundtrack.
I got an idea.
Okay.
Since we are in the month of April.
Okay.
Not that it means anything. It's just Easter weekend.
Yes.
Obviously, we're not doing it with today. We don't have a soundtrack. However, I think for April, and obviously it'd be May for the audio listeners.
Yes.
We will do, how about we do a few soundtrack movies?
Okay.
Movies and soundtracks together.
Okay.
We talk about movies and their soundtracks.
Sounds good.
So
we can do.
I've got an idea.
Well, it probably does include Eddie and the Cruisers.
That's one of the ideas I was supposed to do on the podcast, on the music version of the podcast, like almost two years ago.
Yes, but that one's got a movie to it, so we can do the movie and the soundtrack.
Well, we were going to do the movie and the soundtrack.
Yeah, then we can do, well, and then Tuesday we'll be doing Trick or Treat, the movie and the soundtrack. Right. And let's see. What other ones?
That's all I got right now.
Oh, well, we can do Dirty Dancing, too. That with the movie and the soundtrack. We can even do Titanic with the movie and the soundtrack. But we can do Dirty Dancing.
Titanic. Boat hits fucking iceberg. Boat sinks.
That's true.
Ain't much to the story.
But Dirty Dancing we can do. We can also do Footloose, too, as well.
Which one?
We can do both.
We don't have a soundtrack to the new one.
Then we'll just do the old one, then. We'll do the 1984 one with Kevin Bacon.
You're going to say Bacon Kevin, weren't you?
Yes, I was! You got to realize that I look at numerous people on a weekly basis and their last name's always first. So I've got to switch my brain.
Yeah, switch your brain?
Yeah.
Switch your brain.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
We can do Grease 2 and Grease 2.
What?
We can do the original Grease in the soundtrack, and we can do Grease 2 in the soundtrack.
So you mean, wait, okay, hold on. You're saying original Grease, which means that's the Broadway version.
No, the one with Olivia Newton-John and John Travolta. I had to think. I was going to say, hey, the first one that came to mind was Saturday Night Fever, okay? Where he's going like this.
Oh, Lord.
I told you, my brain's not working tonight.
Obviously, it's not working.
Yeah, pull the dust off of it. It might dust work.
Hell, blow the fucking flame out. Good Lord. No shit, that's why I said that.
Yeah. As it actually started as a Broadway show.
But she's talking about the first movie.
The first movie and the second movie. And both have soundtracks to them.
Right. They do. Both have soundtracks to them.
Yep, we can do that too.
And both of them got... Yeah, soundtracks are kind of me.
Yeah.
I mean, there's good songs on both of them.
Yeah, there is.
But there's also those songs where you just go...
Yeah. It's like that with all soundtracks, though. Unless you got a really good soundtrack for... Except for Star Wars. Star Wars, their soundtrack and movies are really, really good.
Okay, we're not talking about Star Wars.
But hey.
Star Wars is... Okay, we're talking. You're talking. Star Wars?
Mm-hmm.
And everything else.
Okay, okay.
Because John Williams is a fucking god.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry. I mean, even when it comes down to classical music, man, fucking Mozart and Beethoven and Tchaikovsky assholes all down here. John Williams. God.
Hey, Tchaikovsky and Beethoven and Mozart are good. And so is Bach.
Yeah, but dude, we've got God with us now.
I mean, come on.
If you think about this, John Williams is like growing, is like having those guys alive today.
You know? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of Beethoven, I watched fucking Excellent Adventure yesterday. Oh, my God. I totally forgot how they fucking just walked in there.
Uh-huh.
Stole him out of him. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. So, yes, we can definitely do that. And then, of course, I'm sure Hannah will throw something out there. Oh, always does.
I'm sure.
Hannah's got some weird fucking shit. I would love to do Maximum Overdrive.
Oh, yeah. That's the one by Stephen King with the
semis. Right. And who's the sound, who did the full soundtrack?
Gosh, I forgot. I'm sorry, I forgot.
I'm doing it backwards. You don't know who did the soundtrack to Maximum Overdrive. God, I don't even want to give you the fucking name of the album, but it's on the album that said he used the soundtrack. The album is Who Made Who.
That's Van.
That's who?
Isn't that Van Halen? Oh, no. I don't know, okay? Unless it's a who. I don't know. I'm just throwing them out, okay?
The Who?
Look, I don't know, okay?
It has songs like Shake Your Foundations.
I don't know.
Hell Bells.
I don't know.
Those About the Rock, We Salute You.
No.
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 I failed.
Huh? How did you fail?
It's like Van Halen where they have two brothers in it. But their lead singer was killed and they got a new lead singer. And they're from Australia. Right now, people in the chat are fucking on their, when they're listening to those audio, are screaming the fucking name right now. No? No?
No, I don't remember.
AC/DC.
Oh, okay. Hey. Sorry. I'm not much of a music nut. I'll tell you that.
Oh, and this one time at Bandcamp.
Did you ever go to Bandcamp?
No, I didn't ever go to Bandcamp.
I'm sure you don't even get that one either. Do you? You know what that's from?
No.
Oh my God. Wow, you really have lived a sheltered life.
Hey, I told you I'm not a music nut.
That movie's got nothing to do with music. It's fucking American Pie.
Oh yeah.
The first movie.
I never watched it.
All right. Well, you know what? You know, the one thing is always great to do.
What?
Is it's always best to say our goodbyes.
Yes.
So before we do, though, let's go ahead and run down our stuff again. And if you want to join our Patreon, go to patreon.com, search the Creative Bar Used and Abused Pod. There you'll find 3 or 4 different tiers.
Yes.
And you can choose which tier you want. Speaking of which, our Patreon members, which are
Luna Girl, Dragon Buddy, Don Soski, and Brady Big Lovin.
Right. And we need to get set to make some phone calls to these people.
Yes, we do.
So that is definitely one of the perks.
Yes.
That you will get a personal phone call from me. Either me personally, me and Kim together, or Kim by herself.
Oh, it probably won't. They'll probably be rare if I'm by myself, because it'll probably mainly be you.
Again, if you just got to this page or video, please smash that like button. If you're new to the channel, click subscribe, then click the bell to be notified when we go live and upload any new videos.
Used and Abused Pod is on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr.
Our email is usedandabusedpod@gmail.com. As always, that and is spelled out A-N-D.
Yes. And then our website is usedabusedpod.com.
But you go on there, you can click. If you click, you can subscribe with your email where you can listen to each audio episode. You can also get to our YouTube videos. It won't show your live ones, but it will give you our ones that have been uploaded. So after the live show does get processed and uploaded, it will show that. And there's also a donate button, which will take you to our Patreon page.
And there's also a link to our merch store, which is found on tpublic.com.
Search for used abused pod. All together, one word, used abused pod.
And that will also be in our social media as well.
The right. Local. And also on the audio, if you just look down, or even here on YouTube, look down into the description. You can find all those links. Also down in that description, you can find a lot of our friends.
Yes.
That we do want you to check out, please.
Yes.
Obviously, you're not update that, so we don't really have anything.
Oh, good, great show tonight, Scott and Kim.
Thank you, Dragon Buddy. Thank you, Kel. Did we have Becky? No, we didn't. No. And Mikey, no idea. And still working. Hopefully, the last of my
guys will
finish soon. Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Working from home, lol. Yeah, well, Kel, I would definitely want to get you doing our social media. You fucking rock.
Yes.
But I was supposed to start this episode off with this, and I forgot to.
Attention.
So, fuck it. Attention. We're out of here.
Yes.
And one thing to remember. Always remember this. This is one thing that you need to remember the rest of your life.
Okie religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kid.
True.
I had to get my Star Wars in there.
Yes, you did.
Oh, a message on Facebook was for me to go to LOL, not Mikey. Okay. Got it. Well, that's why. Anyways, guys, have a great Friday night, great weekend. If you're working, don't work too hard. If you are working next week, have a great work week. Actually, not even a great work week, because we'll see you Tuesday night.
Yes, we will.
Check out Gen X Point of View, the live on Monday nights, 5 p.m. Eastern. We will be live 5 p.m. Eastern on Tuesday, and then Wednesday nights, ATSW, the Escape Pod, at 7 p.m. Eastern.
Yep.
And everyone have a great night.
Good night, everyone.
And it's time to go play some video games, I think.
Yes.
Until we see you on Tuesday, be kind to everyone, and peace.